AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. All the turmoil between the PGA and European Golf Tours and Saudi Arabia's LIV Tour have apparently been settled with the announcement of a merger. Here's the AP's Gethin Kulba.
The agreement combines the tour's commercial businesses and rights with those of the public investment fund. That includes LIV Golf. They're creating a commercial operation designed to unify professional golf around the world. Still to be determined is how players who defected to LIV can return next year and what LIV Golf will look like going forward.
Players were furious to learn of the merger on social media. Wesley Bryan tweeted, "I feel betrayed and will not be able to trust anyone within the corporate structure of the PGA Tour for a very long time." The collapse of a major dam in southern Ukraine sent global prices for wheat and corn higher. The destruction of the Kakhovka Dam and hydroelectric power station, which sits on the Dnieper River in an area Moscow controls, raised anxiety about a potential disruption of global supplies. A Florida woman was shot and killed by a neighbor while her 9-year-old son stood next to her. Police say there was a 2.5-year feud.
Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods says Ajika Owens was fatally shot after going to the Ocala apartment of her neighbor, who earlier had yelled at Owens' children as they played nearby and threw a pair of skates that hit one of them.
"I wish our shooter would have called us instead of taking actions into her own hands. I wish Mrs. Owens would have called us in hopes we could have never got to the point in which we are here."
Deputies responding to a trespassing call at the apartment Friday night found Owens suffering from gunshot wounds. And Sheriff Woods says since 2021, deputies responded at least a half dozen times in connection with the feuding between Owens and the woman who shot her. I'm Julie Walker.
A 4.9 magnitude earthquake hit Haiti. At least 4 people were killed. Cuba Gooding Jr. has settled with a woman who claims he raped her. This is AP News. A consumer watchdog is worried about banks and chatbots. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's new report worries about banks using chatbots to handle routine customer service requests. One concern? Banks or loan servicing companies may cut back on human employees and push more tasks to AI. Another fear? Poorly designed chatbots could run afoul of federal laws that govern how debts are collected or how personal information is being used. The Bureau also found that older customers, or those whose primary language is not English, may end up in a customer service loop, unable to reach a human agent. But banks are getting ready to roll out even more advanced AI-like services. J.P. Morgan Chase reportedly is developing plans to use ChatGPT and artificial intelligence to help customers pick investments. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.